Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
But it's this weekend will be 10 years since the Royals won the World Series.
10
you know?
Years, man.
Since we had that feeling, I'm sure you were up all night like I was up all night. And everyone, as a matter of fact, I did not go to sleep until 1 p.m. the following day. I hosted all night postgame and was on until, I don't know, 7 a.m. and then did some other stuff and then went to bed at 1 p.m. And so it was a crazy wild time. We could play a bunch of highlights and we could all just bask in the glory and live in our favorite moments. And I'm sure your favorite moments, Gordon hitting the ball over the wall or any of the other magical moments that existed in what still feels like borderline a fever dream gold of what took place there. But the bigger question I have is how close are they? Like, I can play a bunch of highlights. Maybe we can play one. But, like, my question is how close are they to getting back for us to even, like, sniffing that out of the divisional round in a CS in a World Series? Are they in that range? And what's weird is, like, some of their talent aligns with a team that could do that, and their pitching staff feels like it can align. I just feel like they're two players short when I look at what the Blue Jays are, what the Dodgers are. They're just short bodies. They don't have enough bodies right now.
I think this postseason, though, is a reminder. Like, you asked the question, how close are they to, you know, ever getting back to a World Series or whatever?
Probably
it's
not
really
as close as I want.
It's really more about how close are they to being a playoff team and you know, being a division winner. Because that, to me, is the difference. You know, like, to sit here and say, are they close to being a World Series contender? It's a bit of a crapshoot once you get in. And also, as we're watching a World Series with Toronto and L.A. right now in Game 6 tonight, you know, two of the top five largest payrolls in baseball and the dynamics of where the league is at and all that, I think we all recognize and appreciate in Kansas City how rare it was for the Royals, not only just for Kansas City, but for a market of the size of Kansas City to get to a World Series in back-to-back seasons and then win one in 2015. So for me, when you ask that, how close do I think they are to winning this division? Because you win your division, to me, you got a shot.
Then you're a World Series contender.
And I understand the Royals as a wild card team in 14 made the World Series.
They're the anomaly.
That is the anomaly. That is the outlier, 100%. So for me, you know, competing in the division, this division is way tougher than what we thought it was going to be. Like, 2 years ago, we had a discussion. We said, all right, you know, the good thing about the AL Central, Cody, is
it's weak. You just get like 85 wins and win this thing.
Unfortunately, not the case. The Guardians, even in years where it seems like they're trying to not spend money, the Guardians continue to develop pitching at a better rate than anybody in the division, although the Royals
now. Royals are getting close.
Royals are starting to do a really nice job in that area. The Twins are the one team that had an off year, a reset. They just hired Derek Shelton, I think, the old Pirates manager. The White Sox, of course, are pathetic. And then you have a team like the Tigers who are young. They got a young core, and they're going to be a problem for a while. I know they collapsed towards the end of the season, but still.
It's still a really talented team.
The Royals, I mean, we know what they need to fix in the offseason. I think they are well aware of that. They have the core pieces and everything. They're not far off from being atop the division. I still maintain that. I do not think they are
handful of
worlds,
games last year,
worlds
right?
behind.
Like,
they're not worlds behind the Tigers or the Guardians by any means. But I've told you my biggest concern, if we're just talking about for next year, my biggest concern is that they are approaching the offseason, and we'll see, that, hey, a lot of the players that underachieved a year ago, Cody, are just going to get back and be right there. And all the players and multiple guys that maybe had career-type seasons, they'll do that again. And I think that's a really scary spot to put yourself in, that all the good stuff is going to be good again and all the bad stuff won't be bad again. And I'm not saying it's that simple for them. They're much smarter than that.
It was the first time since the 80s since they had 230 home run hitters.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, like Mikel Garcia, huge, huge season.
Yeah. Absolutely.
How likely is he to have that exact type of year? And if you're saying, well, he drops off a little bit, that's okay. Okay. All right. Well, then who's elevating from there? We have Vinny on the show. He had a hell of a season. Do I think he's going to have a much better season than what he just had? Probably not. That's not even a shot at him. He had a great year.
He had a tremendous
He's a Silver Slugger finalist.
Yeah,
you know?
He might win a Gold Glove.
So is he? There's not a much more up to go, in my opinion, statistically at least, for Vinny. For Bobby, it was, in his world, a down year, but he still is going to finish top, what, five, six in MVP when the season's done?
Yeah, he'll be top five. He'll be just behind the two major players, right? It'll be Cal Raleigh, Aaron Judge, and then you'll see Bobby Wood Jr.'s name with an equal percentage, third place or fourth place votes, right behind those two guys. And so, look, I want it to feel like it's possible again. We got the playoffs a couple of years ago. It was nice to feel that feeling again. I was happy that they were just back in the playoffs. But when you get 10 years removed from, remember what it was like to watch a World Series team? And look, it's so funny. 14 was such a different blessed ride where they won the wild card game in insane fashion, swept the next series. You know, like, they cruised to the World Series and then it had to go seven. In 15, it was more the traditional path. Every series was a fight. They had to do things and earn things in order to, like, they needed Correa to miss a ball. They needed those things in order to kind of get there. But, man, I want that feeling back. And I think some of it just goes back to the same thing, which is, the greed for championships is so much higher now that I see how much the Chiefs are going to add to the city's total.
Yeah, the calculus
The Royals
has
started
changed.
It, or Sporting started, whoever you want to credit with starting it. There were championships in this city being won by teams that weren't the Chiefs. And now the Chiefs are doing all the lifting. I just want the Royals to feel like they got a chance. I don't think next year's team has a chance to win a championship. If either Jack Caglione comes on as a star, or if they find a way to significantly upgrade some of their corner outfield positions. One of those two things happen, and I think they got a real shot to win the division and a real shot to win a World Series. It's a long shot still. The top five payrolls run the show here. Top 10 payrolls are pretty much all the World Series winners, except the Royals 10 years ago. So, like, it's still a massive uphill battle. I'm not going to pretend it's not.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.